is Short-Term Rental Management, the show that is all about short-term rental property management, with your host, yours truly, Luke Carl. Welcome, 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 Short-Term Rental Management. Long hair, Luke Carl. I have been voted 8-time world's greatest landlord, and I'm the greatest property manager of all time, and I have a show called Short-Term Rental Management, and you are listening to it right now, and I'm glad that you are here. All kidding aside, we do have a great show today. We're going to cover some of the coolest Airbnb properties on the planet. We're going to do the largest, the smallest, the most reviews, the weirdest, the most expensive, and the oldest house on Airbnb. On today's program, Short-Term Rental Management, we're glad you're here. Fear not saturation. When you are the cream of the crop, you will rise to the top. Come learn from me, the best in the business, voted 19-time world's greatest landlord, Luke Cashflow Carl, at stsplus.com, where you will learn to be the best in your field and the world's greatest landlord. We are teaching all the best practices in the world of vacation rentals, and we would love for you to join today at stsplus.com. All right. So we got a cool show today. Now, a couple disclaimers today. Number one, we're doing Airbnb today, which I do want to mention for the billionth time. You know, there are a lot of different ways to rent overnight rentals. We love Airbnb. It's very cool, hip, and user-friendly. We dig it. But I am in no way condoning the use of the term, it's an Airbnb, you know. It's a house, or it's a livable unit of some sort. As you're going to see, there's a couple of non-houses today, and it happens to be on Airbnb. But Airbnb is cool. We love them, right? So there's that disclaimer. There's 100 different ways to rent your house. And then disclaimer number two is today's show is probably a little bit better suited for YouTube. So if you're listening on podcast, I would prefer that you're doing that. I prefer podcast format, but we are going to have some visuals today. So keep that in mind. Now, I do want you to keep on listening if you're listening on your headphones, out on your morning run, at the gym, wherever. But just keep in mind that there's going to be a little bit of that element where I'm going back and forth with, you know, actual visuals on screen share. Okay. And in general, I prefer podcast format. I don't know if you realize this, but I have been a broadcaster for a long time. I've been with Sirius XM Satellite Radio since my late 20s. And I've got a lot of gray hair now. And I just love being on a microphone. I love broadcasting. Of course, I do rock and roll on the radio. But my other passion, my main passion, honestly, is real estate. And rental real estate is what we cover here on Short-Term Rental Management. So I'm going to share my screen today. We're going to talk about some really cool kick-ass properties that are on Airbnb. And I'm going to give my opinions and critique of these properties, what they could be doing differently or better, in my opinion. I would venture to guess there's not going to be a lot of that because these properties are all, you know, real rock star, cool, hip properties that have had a lot of social media attention. At least one of these properties you've already heard of. I can almost guarantee that. But we're going to go over it, man. I'm going to share screen and talk about what we could be doing better on these properties and what's really cool about them and maybe get a little bit of inspiration. All right, so here we have the largest property on Airbnb, at least in the U.S. And again, you can prove me wrong on this. I might be wrong. There might be a bigger property somewhere. But I came across this one, and it looks really huge. So I would venture to guess they're probably right. This is probably close to the biggest property on Airbnb in the U.S. It is in Conrad, Iowa, first of all. And I'm sitting here like, where the hell is Conrad, Iowa? I never even heard of that. I'm from Nebraska, which is right next door. I literally grew up 5 minutes from Iowa, and I've never heard of Conrad. I would guess it's a tiny little town. I'm going to Google it quick. We're in no hurry here today. Conrad, Iowa is central, just north of Des Moines. Just northeast of Des Moines. So it's about, I don't know, 3 hours from where I grew up, but I've never heard of it. I'm sure it's a tiny little town. They are calling this a French provincial home known as the Clemens Mansion. With mastery and majesty. This looks to me like it was ChatGPT'd, which is okay. Get the whole house and save over conventional hotel. I don't like that language. I think they're trying to say it's cheaper than renting a hotel. You would need to rent the whole damn hotel to get 1,600 square feet. You know what I mean? Got the University of Iowa logo here on the basket. Got your own basketball court at this quote-unquote Airbnb. You got a really cool sport movie room with a really cool tile ceiling. So definitely some things I would do differently here. This is a blurry, ugly, we don't need that picture. I don't like the cheese and wine. Unless you're giving every guest cheese and wine, there's no reason to put that. Again, a blurry picture here. More food pictures. Ugly, ugly green carpet. This looks to be some sort of addition, maybe. Because doesn't this look like it was originally an outdoor space? Like that was the outside of something with the siding and the porch. And then they enclosed it in the two different color ceiling tiles. I'm not a fan of this listing, to be honest, so far. I'm just looking at these with you as we go here. I did not premeditate this. That is really bad. Horrible picture. So they had a pretty good opportunity here, and they're kind of blowing it. You know, I don't think I would rent this thing. That kitchen's actually pretty cool. That I don't mind. Again, I think this was the exterior of the home, and it was somehow enclosed, or this is possibly a garage. Wait, did it say? Man cave. Yeah, I would assume this was a garage or something. But still, why was it enclosed? Yeah. The pictures are not really doing me any good here. I need more pictures, first of all. You can't have a 16,000 square foot home with 30 pictures. I mean, this is one search. You really need like 100 pictures here to cover this entire thing. It's also only 11 bedrooms. So I'm starting to wonder, is it actually 1,600 square feet? But pretty cool listing here. I have no reason to go to Conrad, Iowa, other than to say I've rented the largest Airbnb ever. I'm going to do a little more research because I plan on doing another Inspo show. The Inspo show! And I'm going to see if I can find an even bigger Airbnb. One that was done right. I'm sorry to tell you here, Jeffrey, not a big fan. There's only 38 reviews on this thing, so I would guess this has been listed for only like a year, give or take. See what Jeffrey's got going on. He's been around for a while. He's got a pretty bad review rating overall and not a ton of reviews. 8 years hosting, but only 81 reviews. So he hasn't been hosting much. And his reviews kind of stink here. He's got some little one-unit apartments. I would guess maybe arbitrage units. He's got a one-bedroom, one-bath with 3.91 stars. Jeffrey, sorry to tell you, you're not doing your job. Jeffrey, you need to be listening to my podcast, brother. Short-term rental management, get you on your game, man. Bring it up to speed. But for those of you that are listening, it's a pretty cool property. The idea is there. Pictures are horrible. Not executed well. Overall, I give this thing like a 2. Really, the only reason I would stay at this prop, 2 out of 10. The only reason I'd stay at this property is to say I stayed at the biggest property in Iowa, which I have no reason to ever say that. I don't have any interest in saying that. So I think I'm out. I'm out on the Conrad, Iowa luxury mansion. First of all, luxury? I don't think so, bro. Uh-uh. I mean, parts of it are, you know, somewhat luxury, but really all you got here is like a, you know, a sheetrock theater room and a couple of these bathrooms, that bathroom's been updated. This one has not, which is okay. The unupdated bathroom, it looks pretty cool. It's you know, definitely like maybe a little bit 90s vibe here, but this bathroom has not been updated, which again, it's cool. I kind of like that old school with it. It's got like flowers in the sink bowl. That's the vibe I'm looking for on this old property. I assume it's old. We don't have a year on this one. We're going to get to old here in a minute, but could be a cool property. I literally have zero idea what it looks like because there's no exterior pictures at all. There's one exterior picture and it's blurry. and it's only like a fraction of the home. So it says gated front entrance with house and gymnasium entrance with free parking. First of all, that doesn't even really make any sense. I mean, I guess it kind of does, but too many widths in there. And dude, if I'm renting a 16,000 square foot home, I would assume it's going to have some free parking. I don't think that needs to be, that's a little, does not need to be stated there with the free parking, you know. So pretty cool home on the Inspo show here, short-term rental management, but I ain't renting it, Jeffrey. Sorry to tell you. All right, now we're going to go to the smallest home of the day. This is in McKinney, Texas, hosted by Maria. Maria. Now you got me singing, baby, if that's what you can call that. Luke Carl, the shaman of short-term, world's greatest landlord on short-term rental management. Would love to have you join me in Short-Term Shop Plus, stsplus.com. Come on, let's go. Maria's been hosting for 7 years, but this property's only got 12 reviews. McKinney, Texas is a pretty cool area. I've been there once or twice. I don't know too much about it. We are north of Dallas. I've driven through there once or twice. Texas is a really cool place, isn't it? So we are in north central Texas, north of Dallas. A suburb, I would say. And this is a 120-square-foot tiny house. I'll read you the description. Minimalist living with maximum comfort. You'll be amazed by this 120-square-foot tiny house with a queen bed, kitchenette, full bathroom, and space to eat or work. Hosted by Maria, who's been hosting for 7 years. Only has 12 reviews, so she's only had this thing live for a minute. Everything is made with love and passion. A lot of hard work and dedication. Now, good news is, doesn't take a lot of hard work on 120 square feet. You know what I mean? There's only so many things to work hard on. House is very cute. I'm guessing this is some sort of ADU. Flipping through some pictures here, the exterior's difficult to figure out what is going on. But this looks to me like the tiny house on the left, on my left, with a little covered porch on the right. And then behind that looks to be an actual house. So I'm guessing this is some sort of ADU. I haven't dug deep enough to figure that out yet. Scrolling through pictures now. It's done pretty well. There's some weird fake plants hanging on the walls. I don't appreciate that. I don't need no fake plants clogging up my 120 square feet. Only 16 pictures here. Not enough pictures even for this tiny little thing, which I'm sure this thing is hard to photograph. It's got a very cute little baby fridge, mini fridge, which you can get those on. I actually have one of these fridges. You can get those on Amazon for $200. They're cool. It appears that they kind of half-assed the wall here. They only did wallpaper on a portion of it. Unfortunately, it looks a little junky. But the vanity, albeit looks homemade, it is kind of cool. It's got a gold, real cool matte gold faucet and kind of a forest green, like a celery green. I don't know what color green vanity with what looks to me like a homemade top. But it's cool. I think, you know, they're doing the best they can with the use of space here. I do not see a picture of a potty. We do have a shower with an angled wall and really cool tile work. Very, very cool on the tile, man. Great job there. The exterior's cool. Oh, we got two sinks? What's up with that? Oh, the kitchen sink and bathroom sink. Look at that, man. I would think in 120 square foot, you could probably get away with just one sink. But they got two sinks in here. Got a little place to have your meal next to the bed. I do not see a picture of a commode. Now, I did read the listing, and it said there is one, but no picture of one. So, not a great job here on the pictures. Could have done a lot better. I definitely would get rid of a lot of these fake plants everywhere, especially on the interior of the home. So it's really cool. I'm going to give this one a bit of a caveat, though. I'm not, to me, I would rather see a 120-square-foot actual house than an ADU. I understand that that's probably not common, but we will look for one on a future Inspo show. Inspo show! Where, So, Maria, I dig it, man. I would definitely stay in your little tiny house. Multiple listings on the property. The tiny house is world... The smallest house in the world is situated on at the end of the driveway next to the carport. So it looks like probably the other property on the on this is also a rental. Has air conditioning. Assigned parking because there are multiple properties. It does say, like I said, it says full bathroom, but we did not see a picture of a commode. So there's a mistake that Maria's got going on. She's got a lot of marketing bargain power here with the smallest house in the world deal. And again, I would imagine there's plenty of other properties on the Airbnb that are similar sized. But very cool job on the marketing and the headline. I mean, it sucked me in, right? You know, so pretty cool job there. And it is a cool little property. Let's see what she's charging for this thing. I didn't even bother looking at the 1,600 square footer because I didn't want to rent it, but... $79 a night. I think, you know, that's probably about as much as I would spend on this. It doesn't have like a stove or anything, so it's really just a hotel room. And in the grand scheme of things, you probably need to be priced at or lower than a hotel room. She's got $79 a night for every night, so she's just flat priced across the board, which as most professional operators know, she could be doing a lot to maximize her pricing there. But that being said, if there's any property to have the same damn price all the time, this is it. $79 a night across the board. Let's see what she's got 4th of July. Oh, a whopping $87 for the 4th of July, man. Pretty cool. I dig this thing, man. Maria, I think, you know, you got a lot working against you because it's the same, you know, I could just go rent a hotel, you know, maybe in a better location. But this thing is super cool. I think maybe I'd want to stay in this for a little bit longer period of time, that kind of deal. But again, there's no washer and dryer. Pretty cool. Smallest house in the world on the Inspo show. Let's move on to the most reviews of any property on Airbnb. And I think that is a fact on this one. I have seen this property many times in my goings-on. Kitty manages this thing. She's been on Airbnb since 2009, which is like nobody. I mean, she's been around on the Airbnb longer than literally anybody. And I am familiar with this property. She is a very popular property. She is a fantastic manager. I mean, look at this. She's got October. Today is, I'm giving it away because I don't know when this is coming out, but today is October the 16th. She's got October 20 through the 22nd just canceled in her description. So she is paying hyper attention to this thing. Some more of the description. We have been listed in the Mushroom Dome Retreat. It's called the Mushroom Dome Retreat. It's a little like homemade dome, basically, it looks like. And it's got a mushroom roof on it that appears to be almost like a glamping roof. But the structure itself is stick built. But I would assume this has no foundation. This is another, it's a very tiny home. But again, we're bringing this one up because it has more reviews than any property on Airbnb. 1,922 reviews at the time of this recording. And I am familiar with Kitty. I've never met her, but I would love to. I'd love to have her on the show if you have a way to get a hold of her and tell her to come on. Let's do this. Yes. We are no longer allowed by Santa Cruz County to rent the Mushroom Dome Cabin. We are now listing the Land of Paradise Suite, a room in our unique home. Make a reservation for the suite and you will have unlimited access to the Mushroom Dome Retreat. In other words, they're not allowed to rent the ADU. They're only allowed to rent a room in their house. But if you rent the room, they got a loophole. If you can rent the room in their house, you get the dome. Something like that. I don't know. Sounds complicated. Where is this thing? I want to say it's in California. Yeah, it's outside of San Jose. So the city, you know, said no Airbnb, basically, is what happened here. But she figured out a loophole with that renting a bedroom deal. Good for her. Not something I would want to deal with. But I understand, man, this property is an institution at this point, man. Although, Kitty, we could probably bump these reviews just a little bit, man. You know, it's 4.88. Not bad, not bad. And I, man, 1,922 reviews on one property. That's crazy. She's got 48 pictures of this tiny little thing. A lot of the pictures are blurry. We could definitely do some work there. It's cool. I think for the most part, you're renting this because you want to stay in the, you want to say that you stayed in the house with the most reviews on Airbnb, the longest running Airbnb, which I think this has both of those titles. I think this is the longest running Airbnb. Again, picture number 15, blurry, not good. It's a treehouse. I get it. She was going for a treehouse vibe. She kind of built the deck into a tree. It's kind of a homemade deal here, though. And really, at its essence, at its core, this is Airbnb right here in front of our faces if you happen to be watching on YouTube. Airbnb was all about doing something different and hip and cool when they first started. Renting a room. It's got a grinder, a little, some kind of weird toilet, like a grinder composting toilet of sorts. But it does have a full bathroom. They got chickens on property. Looks like they got more than one rental on property. Very cool. Very cool, man. Good for her. Yeah, the mushroom. This thing's famous. Mushroom Dome. So if you want to stay in the longest going Airbnb, most reservations of any Airbnb listing ever. And they've been going on this thing since July of 2009. 15 years, man. That's when Airbnb first started. Kitty, you're an inspiration to us all. I love you. You're a trailblazer for sure, man. And Michael, too. I appreciate you guys for doing what you did and still doing it to this day. And I'm sure you've had some ups and downs over the years. And God bless you. Really cool. Really cool, Kitty. Are you worried about your market being saturated? Too much competition? Well, join us at Short Term Shop Plus, and we can teach you to be the best in your area. STSplus.com to sign up for on-demand online courses, one-on-one live coaching, weekly group calls, everything you need to know about being the best in your field in the world of vacation rental and short-term rental. We say saturation, smaturation. STSplus.com. All right, let's move on to the potato. Not going to cover this too much because this thing's so famous. But this is the Big Idaho Potato. It was originally commissioned by for a tour, a Big Idaho Potato tour. And they quote-unquote recycled it. It weighs 6 tons. And they moved it on the back of a semi-truck through 48 different states for 7 years. And now it rests on 400 acres in Idaho. And it is the Idaho Potato. It's outside of Boise, southwest Idaho. If you haven't already seen this listing, you're missing out. It's cool. It is. It's really cool. I will say they don't have enough pictures. There's only 11 pictures of this dang thing. Zero pictures of the... There's the bathroom. All right. It's got like a horse trough bath. And it does have a commode and a sink. And a fireplace, which I believe is electric. It's really cool. Somebody had an idea here and they actually made it happen and made it work. The flooring is cool. And it's got, you know, I mean, really at the end of the day, what you're dealing with is a cave. It's a potato-shaped cave that looks like a potato. But it's got some cool chairs, no TV. And I do believe that the baño is exterior. So if you want to go to the potty, you got to walk outside and go over to this little grain silo. Yeah. The silo is the bathroom. It's off the potato. No potty in the potato. No television in the potato. I think you're going here to say that you stayed in the potato. It's got 1,000 reviews, 953 reviews, hosted by Christy. She's been doing it for 10 years. If you love the fluffy feeling when you eat Idaho potatoes, you'll love staying in a giant potato turned cozy, grown-up getaway for two. What's she charging for this thing? It's pretty booked. Bookings look pretty decent. We got November 20th through the 22nd, $190 a night to walk to the potty. It's like camping, really. So this is another one. She prices this thing the same all the time. Even Christmas. She's got Christmas at $190 a night. She got January at $190 a night. She got February at $190 a night. Let's check the 4th of July. She has no bookings in the future. $190 a night for 4th of July. $190 a night for January. So never changing her prices. We can definitely do some optimization there. We could do a lot more photos on this thing. The title, I don't like it at all, Christy. I hate to tell you. Big Idaho Potato Hotel. It is not a hotel. The description's great. I like that. She did a great job there. She got great reviews, a lot of reviews, 1,000 reviews. And the concept is, again, she's a trailblazer. This thing is like she had a vision and she made it happen. It's not something I would want anything to do with. I mean, you can't get insurance on it. What happens if it burns down? It's just gone, I guess. I don't know. God forbid anything bad happens. I'm sure she's got, you know, some sort of insurance, but I can't imagine you can get, you know, property insurance on this thing. I would imagine the same holds true for that dome we looked at, the mushroom dome. There's no foundation. It's not a real house. Either way, Christy, you're world famous. You're awesome. We would love to get you on Avery's program. I think you're perfect for Avery's show, short-term show. So if you have a way of getting this to Christy, I suppose I could just send her a little message here, but I'm not going to do that. Bravo, Christy. You're a trailblazer. We appreciate you. All right. Let's move on the Inspo show to the most expensive property that I could find today. This is in Turks and Caicos. It is insane, man. I'd like to get a square footage on this thing. I'll get to that here for too long. I don't know anything about Turks and Caicos. We tried to go there one time way back, but Avery was pregnant and my wife was pregnant and it was during Zika, so we were not allowed to go there. We ended up going to Cayman Islands. But I do hear great things about Turks and Caicos. The listing is not great here. I would assume that this is a property manager, but I'm not sure. Yeah, she's got 18 listings. This is a property manager. No problem there. That's all right. We love property managers. It's got its own cocktail lounge. It is a private island. Two-level pool, white sand beach, boathouse, and guest house. So if you want to rent your own damn island, Turks and Caicos, this thing is baller, man. Baller. They're calling it Emerald K. The headline of this Airbnb is the name of the property. This property has zero reviews, so I would assume, and I hate to say this because I love you, Airbnb, but it looks to me like they're just using this to get people to go to their website or something. Zero reviews. Unless it's brand new. Let's look at these pictures. 47 pictures. Just gorgeous. I mean, this thing is nuts. I can't imagine who owns this. This is owned by a billionaire for sure. I'm sure you could probably Google it. I'm not going to do that. But if you were able to see these photos, it's like, dang, man. A couple things are a little outdated. This, I would imagine this is not the main kitchen here, but this kitchen is definitely tiny with an old school, like just a cheap top freezer refrigerator. Baller is what I would use, the word I would use to describe this. Can I see the real kitchen? Let me see the real. Ooh, look at that spiral staircase is unbelievable. Unbelievable spiral staircase. It's got a tennis court. Again, I have yet to see a picture of the regular kitchen. Oh, it's an island, but you can drive to it. That's even better. It does have a road and a bridge. So, it's an island. I mean, the damn tennis court is literally surrounded by water on 3.5 sides. Is that not baller? That is baller, dude. Goals! I'll be honest, I would not want to own this thing, but I sure would like to stay there for a minute. I don't know, man. I might not even feel comfortable staying in this thing. Okay, I think I could get over that. Killer, man. This thing, that tennis court is sick, man. It's literally surrounded by water except for the entrance that you walk down to get to it. Can you imagine? My daughter plays tennis. She's a great tennis player, and she would crush it with the water surrounding her. Never did see a picture of the kitchen. I don't think. Did I miss it? There's a lot of like marbles and stuff going on here. I would call this maybe like some European style. I don't really know what this architecture is. That's not really my forte. Here's another little mini kitchen. Here's the kitchen. Yeah, kitchen's still really not doing it for me. It's okay. It really looks like more like a hotel lobby than a kitchen. It's got a movie theater. It's got a grand piano. This thing is baller. It's got water in the damn house. There's like actual swimming pool outside the front door. I mean, this thing is sick, dude. I can't even describe this. If you're not able to see this, if you're listening on the pod, damn. Now, this is some inspiration here. I don't know what's up with the no reviews. Zero bookings on this thing. So, being the most expensive is not doing them any favors because they are not getting any bookings. I would assume that this is not real. Like, they're trying to drive you to their website or something because they have zero reviews on this thing. Let's check out their prices, though. Got to do a 7-day min. $39,000 a night. American. $39,000 a night. That's across the board. Same price all the time on there. So this one is a little bit weird. Oh, this one's $51,000 a night in February. $52,000 a night in February. 7-night min. So it's $363,000 to rent this thing for a week. Damn, man. See, this is why this makes me feel, you know, we're thinking too small. If you're all worried about stupid little crap in your life and, oh my God, that handyman just charged me $300, you're thinking too small, man. You need to be thinking about $363,000 a week to rent this son of a gun. Think bigger. Think bigger, man. Somebody owns this thing. And he's just walking around out there in the world like, yeah, I own that thing. Nobody knows it. I don't even want anybody to know it because then they're going to sue me. Can we stop with the suing, by the way? What is with that? Can we just let wealthy people be wealthy? They earned it, man. That's just me. As a guy that used to have no money, I've been a guy that had no money, and I've been a guy that's got money. And I'm going to tell you something. It's better to have money. Both of them are difficult. They are. In completely different ways. Man, this thing is sick, dude. So sick. Let's check out 4th of July. Nope, price went back down. Yeah, it's hot as heck in July. This is not even America, so why would they, you know what I mean? I think probably the wintertime is your moneymaker. That's why February was so high. $52,000 a night in a high season. So, you know, like December through May, give or take. Damn. That thing is sick. So if you want to go to Turks and Caicos and rent yourself an island, no problem. $400,000 a week, and it could be yours. All right, we're going to look at Daniel's house. This is the oldest Airbnb, meaning it has the oldest property. It is the oldest property, 1667. Built in 1667, the Daniel's house is the oldest B&B in Salem, Massachusetts. Home is currently located in walking distance of historic sites, et cetera, consisting of 12 rooms, 7 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, and a common dining area, and an old family hall. Backyard, patio, smoking area, and remodeled kitchen for private events. This listing is for a room in that home. I don't know if they're renting the entire thing. I would assume not. This host has been, Patrick, has been hosting for 6 years and has 388 reviews total. Let's see how many listings he's got. He's got a bunch of listings. So this guy might be a co-host type of a deal. 1, 2, 3. Now, most of these are rooms in that. It's a bed and breakfast. So Daniel's house is a bed and breakfast, and he's renting it by the room on Airbnb. Got it. Cool. That's cool. I dig it. This is the East India room. We might check out one or two other rooms on the Inspo show. Cool room, man. It's cool. It's got 2 twin beds. Here's what appears to be the old kitchen. There's the exterior of the home. Not a whole lot of character. It's beautiful and it's gorgeous, but it's, you know, it's a rectangle. It's painted black. Can't imagine it was painted black in the 1600s. Red door. It does appear to maintain a lot of its original character. Clawfoot tubs. Old fireplaces everywhere. Very, very cool. I would 100% rent this. I love bed and breakfasts. They are so cool. If you've never stayed in an actual bed and breakfast, you need to, because they're making you breakfast in the morning and you sit at the table with a bunch of strangers and everybody's got a crazy story and it's just an awesome vibe, man. It's the coolest thing. We used to do it a lot. We haven't done it in a long time, but we need to do that again. Let's look at the prices here. Oh, they're very well booked. Very well booked. The entire holiday season is gone. Several bookings in the spring. We're charging $300 a night for a room? Dang, dude. $269 a night, 1st of December. $269 a night, second week of December. January is totally booked. February's got a few openings. $269 a night. Wow, this is a popular property. Daniel's house. I would be willing to bet this house is fairly famous. You know what I mean? You could probably Google it. It's probably on a historic registry, that kind of thing. 1667 here for Patrick. I don't know if he owns it or if he's just the manager. Let's check out some of the other rooms in this bad boy. What's this room? This is the great room. This one has a king bed. Well, that's interesting because this one has the exact same calendar as the India room. So something weird going on there. This room is more expensive, $479 a night. But why is the calendar the exact same as the India room? I could be wrong about that, but... man, this is cool. This is so cool. This is where they cook breakfast, man. Big giant oven stove deal. A lot of these pictures are not any good. Super like blurry on the edges. Like they were trying to be artistic, but it just didn't land. So this is where they have breakfast every morning, I would assume. Probably looks like there's one or two different places they serve breakfast. I would assume they're serving breakfast here. The great room, the one we're on right now, is the most popular room in the home. We live in a portion of the house. Okay, so they live there. It is on the City of Salem Registry as a historic landmark type of deal. And it is a quote-unquote bed and breakfast. I don't see anything about them. They call it a bed and breakfast many times, but it doesn't say that they actually serve breakfast. I would assume they do. If I was staying in this, I would want breakfast. To me, this is a real deal B&B. Not necessarily a quote-unquote Airbnb. It is northeast of Boston, and it is very close to the water, like one block from the water. I would 1,000% love, love, love to stay in this house, Patrick. You're doing a great job, brother. Something weird going on there with those calendars. I'd have to dig deeper into that if I was actually interested in staying in this. And, you know, I don't know, maybe you need to call Patrick and talk to him about what's going on here. But this home is extremely well done, in my opinion. The pictures stink. What is with that? I mean, even these amazing properties that I'm talking about here on the Inspo Show, short-term rental management, still with crappy pictures. I mean, can we not get it together with the pictures, folks? But then again, I don't want everybody to get it together because that sets me apart, right? Very cool home here, Patrick, the Daniel House. Great job. Great job. All right, well, that's going to wrap it for the Inspo Show. I love you. I hope you had a good time. I sure did, man. We're going to do this again sometime. I'd love to have you come on. If you've got a cool old property or a tiny house or a big house, I'd love to hear about it. Come on, man. Let's do this. Guest@strmshow.com. If you want to be on my program for any reason, maybe you're just a really good manager. Maybe you're a professional third-party manager. Maybe you're a co-host with 100 properties. Got an interesting story to tell. I'd love to have you. Guest@strmshow.com, and we'd love to talk to you anytime at theshorttermshop.com.